Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Here we go with a Friday edition of the program. Glad to have you with us. We're live from the Big X Studios in Jeffersonville. And, of course, talking IU basketball and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective. Those topics and more for an hour each day. And if you miss the live show at 11 o'clock, don't forget you're not out of luck. You can catch us as a podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, also on SoundCloud as well. And no matter how you're with us, we hope you're with us each day, and we're glad that you are with us today. Let's jump into the show, the Honey Baked Ham show lineup for this Friday program. In segment one, we have our Zaxby's headlines coming up here in just a few moments. And again, like most of this week, it's been a pretty good news week. There's a number of things to get to today, including some positive news for restarting things, not just sports, but restarting things on the IU campus in Bloomington. They have a restart committee, and they released some recommendations yesterday that mentions when athletes in June could get back at least a time period, a general period, when they could get back to training, which is good news for football, but also good news for basketball in the IU program as well. Also a note on Trey Patterson, IU potential recruit from New Jersey who plans to cut his list this week. A little bit on Archie Miller, football adds a graduate transfer, and a few other notes to cover in our headline segment today. Later in the program, Coach Brian Tonsoni of the Assembly Call, all about IU basketball. He joins us in segment two today in place of Jared Morris, who is out today. We'll talk Christian Lander. We'll talk the roster for next year, the schedule for next year, the Big Ten Conference for next year, and more when Coach Tonsoni is with us a little bit later in the program. And then finally today, Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star. He joins in the final segment as always. We'll talk some basketball, maybe talk some fall sports from the high school side of things and what Kyle's thoughts are at this juncture as to if they happen. There are some good things that have happened this week with sports in general as far as working to a return, it looks like, of college football, perhaps fall sports in college, some guidelines put out that are going to make things a little bit different, and I'm sure more to come. Let's hope that we get the same push and momentum with high school, and I think we'll learn more about high school sports in the fall and really for the next calendar year, the next academic year, I should say, when we know more about the return to school. What does that look like? Will there be an in-person return to high school in the fall, or will it still be virtual e-learning, or what could it look like? I think that will determine a lot about what level sports is put on for the upcoming months. And of course, we're all thinking, when you think about fall sports, all of them are important. They all play a big place in each school, but high school football obviously is the one that moves the needle here in the area when it comes to fall sports. Also, later in the show, the final thing we do each day is a senior spotlight athlete, where we take a look at someone from Clark and Floyd counties, one of our great athletes that's had their entire senior season, final spring opportunity to play for their high school, to represent their school, taken away because of the pandemic that we currently find ourselves in. Today we go back to New Washington and profile another senior athlete there and a member of the track and field program. Martin Ruiz-Busi is who we will profile today from New Washington High School. He's a member, as I mentioned, of the track and field team, and we look forward to learning more about him and recognizing him on today's program. Let's get into the, and that's the show lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham. Don't forget, you stop by Honey Baked Ham. They've got an unbelievable special right now. You get a bone-in ham any size,
and it's 50% off. So it's quite a deal, and I don't know how long the special will be running, so you want to make sure you take advantage of that at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Now let's get into our Zaxby's headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. Encourage you to send in your questions and comments as well. Had a couple come in that I missed yesterday. I'll promise to get to today. Love to hear from you, though. You can follow me on Twitter, at Hoosier Hills. Again, all one word, Hoosier Hills on Twitter. You can get updates on the show. You can submit questions there. You can follow along with a lot of things going on surrounding the program. Also on Facebook, we have a Facebook page. You can search the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison on Facebook. You can like our page, get links to podcasts, much more about the program as well on our show Facebook page. First headline today, IU Restart Committee released some recommendations yesterday afternoon. And to summarize those recommendations from yesterday, again, this restart committee is not just for sports. It's for academics and research and all the different prongs that happen, the areas that take place on the IU campus in Bloomington. So research is set to resume in some form or fashion on June 1st. It mentions that athletes could be back in training by mid-June. It also says students in clinical clerkships could return by the end of June, and the student body to return in some proportion for the fall semester. So that leaves the door open for like a 50-50, half virtual, half in-person, maybe some classes, some kids come, students come one day, some don't, some come the next day, like an alternating schedule that's even been mentioned for the high school level. So I think generally those are all positive things, the fact that they're talking about athletes returning in the middle of June. We know yesterday, earlier this week, the NCAA said June 1st would be when they would allow, if the school and the conference would be open to it, voluntary on-campus workouts. And that plays such a huge role, I think, to seeing some form of college football for the upcoming season, to see workouts resume on college campuses. So also looking at Louisville yesterday, they made some similar announcements. They are going to follow where they go back to school in earlier August. They don't leave for any sort of break, fall break, Thanksgiving break, but the students get out of campus in time for Thanksgiving to go home, which basically keeps maybe some back and forths between home and the campus happening, which would involve more people, more opportunities for spread of the virus. And they also mentioned from a sports perspective at Louisville, I don't think I saw anything in the IU update on this, but even though athletics training would be able to resume at some point in June at U of L as well, it was noted that that would not be by the coaches. That was not going to be like Chris Mack working with his basketball team at U of L. And I think that we're under the same understanding that will be the case at IU as well. It might be Cliff Marshall. So it might be someone from that area of the athletics department, but it may not be the specific coaches just yet doing the normal type of workouts that you might do in June on a normal year without a pandemic going on. So that will be interesting to follow, but I think getting them back from a football perspective, I've mentioned a couple times, is huge. And from a basketball perspective, the more time you can spend together, great. But when I think of the Big Ten, and we think about how tough and how grueling it is, and you think about especially a player like Christian Lander, who's giving up a year of just getting older and working on weights and things at high school, a guy like that, he really needs to work on his body. We know he's got talent. He's got game. He's a point guard. He's going to be good. I think everybody's confident in that. But he really needs this summer to be on campus, to be on a meal plan, and to really try to get ahead as much as he can from a physicality standpoint for Big Ten basketball if he's going to contribute, as many think that he might as a freshman in some way, from the point guard slot. So I think for a number of reasons, every college program could spin it why they need to get together, why the summer is so important. But yes, I think we understand Indiana's working with a nice roster, and this could be a really good year. And obviously the more time you get together to gel, to work, to play, to train, whatever it is, you would think that in most scenarios that's going to be a positive thing for your program. So that is something to watch as well. Trey Patterson, from a couple of recruiting notes here, Trey Patterson from Rutgers Prep in New Jersey, he's a big 2021 prospect on a national level, and Indiana has been involved with him for a while now. He tweeted out yesterday that he is going to announce his top 10 schools on Saturday. So I think Indiana should be in the top 10. I think there's someone that's positioned to possibly make a run at Trey Patterson based on the longevity and the recruitment that has went on. But that is someone to follow, especially if Indiana makes that 10 as he weasels down his recruiting moving forward. And he obviously is a player that, he's still very early in the process if he's just now thinking about cutting it to 10 schools. But he does have a long list of suitors and a long list of schools that are interested in his services coming to college here after his final year of high school basketball. I mentioned yesterday that Archie Miller was on the Social Distance 247 Sports feature. He was interviewed. It's a video interview. It's, I guess, by FaceTime or by obviously they're not in the same room together. Evan Daniels does the interviewing. He talked about the new way of recruiting right now, philosophy with other coaches, sharing some X's and O's and strategies during this downtime, and Indiana's local success in the state recruiting, obviously, and also talk some about Trace Jackson Davis, which was interesting to hear Coach Miller talk about what could be next for him. I think the most, and this is no news, this is nothing big, but I think the most interesting thing for me, if you go watch this video interview, was to hear Archie talk about Herb Sendek being one of his role models in coaching, was to hear him talk about his relationship with his brother from an X's and O's perspective, picking each other's brain. And just like a lot of high school coaches, there have been so many online virtual clinics, and it's all great. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a high school coach presenting, an assistant coach, a head coach, a college coach, someone from the pros. You're going to learn something if you're a coach. You're going to take something away from that that's going to be positive. But to hear Archie Miller talk that he's been getting on some Zoom conversations late at night with different coaches, and that he's been taking away things from those conversations, and to hear him talk about it's not just X's and O's or sharing plays, but I'm putting out there that, hey, here's what we have as a team. We've got this big, we've got this guard, we've got this sort of lineup, getting different strategies and ideas about how to use lineups. Very interesting to hear him talk about that stuff. He even mentioned he had been in contact with some specific coaches. He named U of L's Chris Mack as someone that they had shared back and forth with each other as well. So just like it's happening in this slower period now, especially when it was a full quarantine and you needed to be home all the time, to see all the high school coaches working and sharing information and the videos and the virtual clinics and things like that since you couldn't leave the home. The college coaches, at least many of them, have been doing it as well. It was interesting to hear Archie say that he hoped that that was something that kind of became part of the new situation, maybe the new normal for him, is that you don't forget when you get busy in the off season with travel and recruiting and your own team and what's ahead. You always have to work on yourself no matter what your trade is. And so interesting to hear, I thought, of all things he talked about, and if you're an IU fan, you definitely want to hear this interview. But of all things, I thought it was just neat to hear him talk about something that, you know, is different. We've never heard him talk about learning the game and getting some basically continuing education on how to be a great basketball coach. Also, a headline from IU football, tight end Cameron Taylor announced Wednesday that he's going to join the IU football program for this upcoming season. He'll be a graduate transfer. He played 3 years at the University of South Alabama, plus a redshirt year, and he's going to have 1 year of eligibility for the Hoosiers. And obviously, as a grad transfer, he's eligible immediately. 6'4", 270 pounds. He's from Florida. Started in all 9 appearances for South Florida last season and hauled in 2 receptions in a game against Nebraska. Taylor also caught a 13-yard touchdown. So sounds like a good addition, a good graduate addition, immediately eligible for the IU football program as well. One final headline. This just happened apparently earlier this morning, but Jerry Sloan, longtime NBA coach, who I think would be most noted in his coaching time for his stop at Utah when he was there for so long with Karl Malone and John Stockton and spent a number of seasons with that franchise. You just don't see that longevity with players and coaches nowadays in professional sports, and definitely not the NBA, but he passed away earlier this morning. He, of course, was a great legendary type figure in the Evansville basketball at UE. And actually, I did not know this. I saw Zach Osterman tweet this out. But Sloan's son, Brian Sloan, played at Indiana and was on the 1987 National Championship team. And then more recently, his granddaughter, Megan, she played volleyball at IU last season. She started at Louisville, then transferred to IU. And also, he has a grandson named Grant that has been on the IU baseball team since 2017. Sloan is initially from Illinois, but obviously he's got a strong connection to the state of Indiana with his time at UE as a basketball player and as a college student, and also with some of his daughters and family that have played at Indiana or been involved in the IU campus as well. So our thoughts and prayers to Coach Jerry Sloan. He was one of the great NBA coaches. I think back to the Last Dance that we just watched with Michael Jordan and the Bulls. There were some great battles that brought back some great memories of the Jazz and the Bulls. You know, 2 years in a row they met in the NBA Finals. Coach Sloan, obviously the coach during those great years for the Jazz, really enjoyed watching Stockton and Hornacek and, of course, the mailman Karl Malone. Those were just some of the golden years, at least for me, and I know many of you listening, of the NBA. That's a look at our Zaxby's headlines for this Friday edition of the program. Stay with us. Still ahead, Brian Tonsoni of Assembly Call. We're going to talk some IU basketball topics. Also, Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star. You know we'll get into some basketball and some recruiting with him as well. And we've got our senior spotlight athlete today from New Washington and their track and field program. Martin Ruiz-Bucci is who we'll profile, a senior that lost out on his final opportunity to be on the New Washington team. We'll tell you all about him and more coming up later today. Stay with us. You're listening to a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Don't forget the podcast available on Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud as well. We'll head to a break and come back with lots more. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Friday program. Brian Tonsoni joins in place of Jared Morris today from the Assembly Call as we talk IU basketball in this segment each Friday. And, Coach, it's great to have you with us again. Lots going on despite a slow time in the sports calendar given the pandemic that we're in. But a good week for Indiana, I think we have to recap. Christian Lander has officially reclassified. He's headed to be a freshman for the upcoming season. There have been some very positive things about the potential return of sports this fall, and even IU's restart committee with some hopeful announcements put out yesterday, and some good academic news for the Hoosiers this week as well. I think all the way around it's been a good one for IU.
Yeah, Matt, thanks for having me on. It's always good to talk a little basketball, and it was a good week. And in the off season, you're always looking for stories that you can talk about, and the Lander reclassified, we all thought was really going to happen, but making it official is nice. And I just think he adds a lot to the Indiana program from a scorer's mentality, initiating offense. I'm most interested, Matt, in what he can do to the pace. It seems like Archie wants to increase transition play, and I think Christian Lander can do that. Obviously, anytime a young man reclassifies, there's always some issue about his age, but he's played up in AAU and he's played at USA basketball. I think he comes in and has a significant role and really helps Indiana basketball in many ways. Proof's always in the pudding. You got to come in, and it's different than high school, as we know. But that's very exciting. And the APR news is a piece that is not as exciting as wins and losses, but it is a foundational piece. Archie Miller came in a few years ago talking about his recruiting plan. That's coming to fruition. And then, obviously, Indiana fans really like to do things the right way and having kids go to class and do things. So, really good week for Indiana Hoosier basketball.
And let's go back to Christian Lander kind of as the first topic to get into. You brought up some really good points as you previewed his reclassification becoming official. And of all years for there to be a pandemic or for there to be a threat of no off-season workouts, and who knows what the future holds for fall sports and even winter sports, if they'll be played on schedule and in a normal environment. I think the news this week, not only of his reclassification, but followed up by the fact that the NCAA has said June 1 there can be voluntary on-campus workouts, and the fact that the IU Restart Committee kind of underscored that by the mid part of June they hope to have athletes back on campus doing some sort of conditioning and training. I think that's extra important this year, really not just for the team. It's always good to be together and work hard and be in tip-top shape and get those off-season moments together as you build camaraderie. But it's so extra special, I think, for Christian Lander because of what you pointed out. He's a great player. We like his pace. We like some of the things that we think he can add to this program, even as a youngster that really is a grade below or a year below the typical college freshman in most cases. But the big makeup there that he has to do, in my opinion, is it isn't skill, it isn't knowledge, it isn't hard work. It's his body, and it's making sure that year of development in high school, lifting weights, and just some of it's just natural growth and that happens at that age, that he gets on campus and gets a meal plan. He gets on campus and gets a really serious weight program that can be monitored on a daily basis almost in many cases. I think for his ability to come in and be the player right away that he wants to be, heck, he mentions, I may only get 1 year to be with Trace, I want to come in and do it now. I think that sort of thing, the training, the off-season work, what a great news this week also to know that voluntary workouts in some form are going to happen, because I think he can sure benefit from that.
Yeah, you know, basketball is a summer sport, you know, where you get better in your game, but you get better in your body. And especially for a young man reclassifying, I think is really huge. And, you know, if Indiana can get back mid-June, you're only going to lose a few weeks, you know, in this pandemic. And we all want to do it safely, but that's good news because you get the team back, you get a young man like that we expect to contribute, and you get him with Cliff Marshall, and you get him with the nutritionist. And, okay, so you missed 3 or 4 weeks, but it's not a lost summer. If Christian had to show up in October and just start practice, I don't think he would be in the shape that we all would want him to be, or he would want to be to start his collegiate career. So that's good news as long as we can maintain the safety and don't have any setbacks where we have to have the young men not be on campus after they get there. Once they get there, let's keep it rolling so that the season can start. Because I think this is, you know, I can't and I will not promise greatness for this Indiana basketball program next year, but I think it's going to be a highly competitive program as not only Christian, but the start in June, mid-June, is good for the other freshmen who a lot of us like, you know, their mentality, their ability to shoot for Leo, the toughness of Galloway, athleticism of Geronimo. It's all important for all of those guys to get in and get a taste of the collegiate game as early as possible.
I think we have some breaking news here, Coach, as we're on the air. IU basketball account just tweeting this out. Head coach Archie Miller on Justin Smith. I'm going to read this quote directly. Justin and I had a conversation recently where we discussed the future, the feedback from the NBA, and he has made the decision to graduate and transfer for his final season of eligibility. I support his decision and wish Justin and his family all the best in this next chapter. I'm proud of his growth as a person. He's a great young man and has been a terrific role model off the court and in the classroom. He obtained his degree in 3 years from IU's Kelly School of Business, and we thank him for all his contributions to the Indiana University and our program. Your reaction to that breaking news?
You know, that's a shock to me because we all thought that he would get the feedback and be back. But after you think about it for a while, and it's just been a few seconds here, there are all kinds of reasons why a young man would choose to do that. And I'm going to have to do some soul searching and thinking about it to give you a really great answer. But my first one is congratulations to Justin on graduating. And if he feels and his family feels this is in the best for him, then it's a good decision for him. I think IU basketball would be better with Justin Smith back and Justin Smith back playing at his high ability. there have been concerns about his inconsistency at times playing on, you know. So I'm always the next man up guy. You know, if someone chooses to go elsewhere, you applaud him. That's their choice. As long as Archie had a really good, honest conversation with him. And I love the way Archie handled that, as opposed to other comments from other coaches with players that have transferred. And, you know, then you got 11 guys that want to be there, and you go to work in mid-June with those 11 guys. So a little bit of a shock because we expected him back. You're going to miss his on-court defense and his athletic ability, but I also think and believe in the 11 guys that are in the program can find a way to make up for it.
Again, we're talking with Brian Tonsoni of the Assembly Call. We just got some breaking news that Justin Smith is going to graduate and transfer from Indiana. So he'll have a new home in college basketball, it sounds like, for next season. Coach, what's your immediate, and I know we're on the spot, putting you on the spot here, because this is all breaking as we're talking. You don't have any time to digress things. But what is the big part of Justin Smith's game as you think about the team for next year, and as you were really beginning to, especially after the Lander reclassification, really beginning to kind of put the thoughts together for next year's team on who could do what, maybe what starters could look like, who would be in different roles. What's the loss to this team when you look at the whole team without Justin Smith? I think what jumps out to me is his athletic ability first and foremost.
His athletic ability, his ability to rebound and defend. He's been talked about being one of the better defenders in the Big Ten, and I think that played out for the most part, that his athleticism allowed him to be a great defender. So you're going to have to find that guy who can replace that defense. Justin's shooting was a struggle. And, you know, the question coming into the year for me, Matt, was who's going to play the three and how's Archie going to structure the team? Because at times when you had two post players who couldn't stretch the floor and you have a small forward who couldn't stretch the floor, then the game became very tight and spacing was very limited. So I was wondering if Justin was going to play the four this year to take advantage of his drive ability, his post-up jump hook game, more so than putting him in a position to shoot the three. I wonder if that was a discussion that was had and he gets feedback that he needs to be able to shoot more and wants to show that more, and it's just not maybe in the plans. That's just my first thought there. But I think his overall, you know, anytime you lose a senior, there is some experience factor. But his athleticism and defense, I think, is going to be the main thing that is lost. Obviously, he scored double digits, so you're going to have to replace some points. But, you know, Race Thompson down there who can play the four, Joey Brunk, TJD, I think that is okay. And I think then it comes to Hunter and some of the young guys to come in and build a spot for him at the three.
Brian Tonsoni of the Assembly Call is our guest. We're talking IU basketball and some breaking news as we were in the middle of this interview that Justin Smith will transfer as a graduate transfer, which means he would be immediately eligible for his next home in college basketball instead of going to the NBA or returning to the Indiana program. I think the latter, returning to Bloomington, was what most of us expected to happen this year. Also, as we think about graduate transfers, speaking of Justin Smith becoming one, does this maybe, we thought the roster was really beginning to be settled for next year now that the Lander reclassification was made official this week. Do you think that could open up some recruiting from the portal from Archie and the IU coaches now that Justin Smith is headed elsewhere for next season?
I think the obvious answer is yes, it could be. But again, just thinking on the fly here today, there's 11 guys in that program that I think you can find the answer inside the program. And especially if we get the players in June, where you can start developing and play around with, you know, positioning and players. I've always enjoyed more of a smaller lineup. I understand why Archie went big last year. That was where the better players and the points needed to come from. But maybe this allows a little more small lineup, a little more fast break, maybe a little more pressing at times. They did so after, you know, dead ball free throws. So, you know, there's some flexibility. And you know, as a coach too, is we can sit here and say, what if, but now you have some opportunities. And so in every struggle or every difficult situation, I think great coaches and great programs you know, feel sorry for themselves or are a little shocked. And then we go, what's the opportunity? And let's go, you know, find out what we can do. I'm leery of sometimes, I mean, personally, and I'm not a college coach, but bringing someone in for 1 year, does that hurt the development of people inside your program? I really respect the freshmen that are coming in, and maybe that's just me being a fan and wanting them to be really good, but Trey Galloway's my type of guy, and, you know, Leo can shoot, and those guys are, you know, if they can play, you know, 10 minutes or 12 minutes and develop their game as opposed to bringing someone in versus do you need someone to come in now and fill those veteran minutes in order to win and get to the tournament? That's a decision that Archie's going to have to make. I would personally, as a fan, be okay if they did not bring someone in, but I do think that's maybe an opportunity now, and it wouldn't, you never as a coach say no to that.
Brian Tonsoni of the Assembly Call. Again, breaking news, Justin Smith will not go to the NBA. He also will not return to Bloomington. He's going to enter the portal as a graduate transfer and find another home to play for next season. Let's move on from the breaking news for now. Last night, Assembly Call Radio, you were on there with Jared and the rest of the Assembly Call crew. You guys had some interesting conversation about Al Durham and what you could see his role being for next season on the Hoosiers roster. Tell us a little bit, Coach, about your thoughts on Al Durham, who had some really good moments this past season, and what you think he can bring to Indiana next season.
You know, one of the things I really respect about Al is what I think is this consistent effort during games and in practice. He's always at the gym, and he's always trying to make himself better. The area that he needs to get better at is on-ball defense, but he was also asked sometimes to play at the point, offensively and defensively, where Lander coming in might move him down to a two or a three, where he might be better suited both offensively and defensively. So I think when you have a senior, he's going to have great leadership because of his work ethic. You look for that. As far as numbers, we talked last night, he could have a better year and his numbers not necessarily increase. You know, and our conversation was before any of this breaking news, simply because there are a lot of players who can play. And shots and time and all of that is going to be a big fight this year, at least we thought, going into last night. So I don't think you can really want to make Al be the leading scorer. I don't know that if that is his role, but his role is to hit big shots, to hustle, to get to the rim, maybe be a closer at times in getting to the rim, getting fouled. He did a nice job of that last year. I look for that to continue, and I look for him to be better, but I don't know if you see it statistically.
Brian Tonsoni of the Assembly Call, my guest. Coach, thanks for playing along there. I did not know going into the interview we were going to get some breaking news, but very appreciative of you thinking on the fly, giving us your honest thoughts. And as always, it's great to talk with you and Jared and the Assembly Call crew. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk again here on the radio show very soon.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
All right, again, Brian Tonsoni of the Assembly Call. And if you're just with us and you missed out on the breaking news, I'm going to read it one more time. This is a statement that was posted just 10, 12 minutes ago, a release from IU Basketball that's also, I believe, been sent out to the media as well, but it's definitely been posted on the Twitter account about Justin Smith, and I'm going to pull it up here again as soon as I can get to it and read it to you. It says, from head coach Archie Miller on Justin Smith, quote, Justin Smith and I had a conversation recently where we discussed his future, the feedback from the NBA, and he has made the decision to graduate and transfer for his final season of eligibility. I support his decision and wish Justin and his family all the best in this next chapter. I'm proud of his growth as a person. He's a great young man and has been a terrific role model off the court and in the classroom. He obtained his degree in 3 years from IU's Kelly School of Business, and we thank him for all of his contributions to Indiana University and our program. That's a shocker. Surprising. Justin Smith going to leave IU. He's not going to the NBA. He's not coming back to Bloomington. He's going to play his final year available immediately as a graduate transfer next season. Very, very interesting stuff. It adds a whole nother level of thinking when you talk about the roster and next season. We'll talk more about it in the next segment. We'll also be joined by Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star. Stay with us. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. We'll be right back.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this final segment of the week. Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star joins us in just a moment. Also, later in the program, we have our senior spotlight. We go to New Washington High School, the track and field program. Martin Ruiz-Bassi is who we profile today as we highlight his great senior career and take a look at what the future holds for Martin, a student at New Washington High School. Kyle Neddenrip is our guest. Kyle, obviously there's some breaking news out there in this hour from an IU perspective. Justin Smith is going to enter the transfer portal as a graduate transfer. He's not going to the NBA, and he's not coming back to Indiana, I think as many of us thought that was his likely path for next season. I don't know how well-versed you are on Justin as far as his game and what that loss means for Indiana, but one thing I know you are very aware of is transfers, and it is something that we just are unbelievable almost each year how many more and more transfers there are. You could use college basketball as an example, but each year that number in the portal, it seems to rise no matter what's going on in the world, pandemic or not, and Justin Smith is not coming back to Bloomington. I think that's a big surprise for a lot of people. But in this ever-changing world of players moving on, we just saw two Purdue players do it within the last week and a half or so. Probably not that big a surprise when you really let it simmer down and think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a surprise from the aspect of he was such a key player last year for IU. So from that standpoint, I think it is. But you also look at the amount of players IU has coming back and where all the minutes are going to go and. From that standpoint, it does kind of make you wonder. Something's kind of. It was one of those situations where, something's got to give, and there's probably going to be guys who would have had to play less, and maybe Justin felt like that was going to be him. It's hard to know exactly since it's just happened, but I was surprised to see that, to be honest, but again, like you said, I mean, it's such a transient world, and. I know Dana O'Neill from The Athletic yesterday had a really interesting piece that, I was able to kind of peruse through. I would like to dive into it more because it's something I've thought about too, is how many, how many transfers go on to kind of better their situation. And from what I could gather, again, I haven't dived into it fully, but kind of the overriding theme from that was there weren't a lot who ended up, making themselves into better pro prospects or, bettered their situation. And even people she talked to in that story kind of hemmed and hawed about what it did for them exactly to transfer. And I'm not saying I'm not saying transferring is a bad thing, but because I think there are situations where it's obvious that you can kind of better yourself. I think a guy like and this is totally out of left field a little bit, but Kobe Webster, who was at Western Illinois and who's going to Nebraska, is a Park Tudor graduate, and he's a grad transfer who will be able to play right away in the Big Ten and for a team that definitely needs help. So I think in a situation like that, it's like, yeah, that makes total sense. And Kobe was a guy I think we kind of knew might be in that situation as a grad transfer. But, but I think a lot of these situations, it's when you look back at it, it's like, how much would you really benefit from a move? And again, this isn't specific to Justin Smith. It's just kind of general. And I thought that was interesting because she wrote that piece and it was something that I'd kind of been thinking about too. And, I remember going back and looking at the Big Ten, the all Big Ten team from last year and looking at, how many of those people had transferred who made the all conference team. And, on the three, the three teams out of the 15, only one was a transfer, which I thought was interesting. There was only one out of those 15 who had transferred, and the other 14 had all been at the same school the entire time. So I think it's interesting. I think there's more, research along those lines that can be done. And I know we say you know, gosh, there's a lot of transfers, and it seems to be happening all the time. But, you know, what about, you know, the ones who do stick it out? Do they benefit from sticking it out, you know, and looking at it from that angle too? But there's a lot of different ways to look at it. And, again, I'm not saying it's a bad or good thing necessarily. Each situation is different. But it is definitely a more transient world in college basketball than ever.
Kyle Neddenrip, the Indianapolis Star. We're talking about the transfer of Justin Smith that was just announced by IU with a statement from Archie Miller here within the last, I'd say, 25, 30 minutes or so here on Friday. I do want to switch gears. One of the things I had down to talk with you today is something I know you've tracked very closely in the Indianapolis area and really for the entire state, but there's so much out there right now about when can sports return, and you've got the NCAA, you've got conferences, you've got individual universities, you've got state governments and governors and health departments, both state and locally. And then from a high school perspective in Indiana, obviously we have the Indiana High School Athletic Association, but also the National Federation of High School Sports, which made some guidelines this week, which you would think that the IHSA and many of their member states would follow a plan somewhat similar or very close to what they released. And then, of course, the governor here in Indiana earlier this week announcing that because Indiana's numbers are doing pretty well, that he's confident in our citizens and how they've taken the coronavirus threat seriously, we're ready to move to the next phase, which is stage three, which actually begins now today as opposed to early next week. And one of the things in this new phase, this new stage that we're entering on the Back on Track Indiana Roadmap plan, is that recreational sports, to some form, are allowed to get back underway. There's a lot of no-nos and a lot of precautions, but we're, in some ways, it looks like getting closer, not only from a national perspective to maybe seeing a professional league start sometime in July, maybe some hope about college football this week as well, but I think we're also getting a little bit more hope about just plain rec stuff for youth and kids and high school things here in Indiana.
Yeah, it's kind of a changing world as far as that goes as well, because you know what we originally thought for stage three. I started getting calls yesterday from basketball, travel coaches or rec coaches or whatever you want to call it, grassroots coaches that I knew, and Governor Holcomb had, when he signed the executive order, kind of changed basketball from a non-contact sport to a contact sport. And we all know basketball, should be considered a contact sport, but, basically asking, what does that mean for, from today until June 13th for basketball? And as I read it, it's, you can do drills and conditioning, and you can do that as a team. It's not saying you can't do that, but basketball courts are open. So that's legal. But as far as doing full out, practicing, that's still not allowed until June, which I think is different than maybe what we thought it was supposed to be or not supposed to be, but what it was before. So, I thought that was interesting. And again, these things only are in place until, June 14th when we move to stage four. And then if we stay on this track, things will open up and we can have tournaments and events and games and whatever. So I think I know people are upset about, why consider football, we can't play football but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, who's lining up and putting pads on football anyway right now? It's May, 22nd. That's not really relevant at this point. You can still, throw passes or, do weightlifting and that sort of thing on your own. But so some of this thing is just, semantics. And I think people kind of look for ways to get upset in some regards. But I think, this will be in place until June 14th. And then, we'll see where it's at then. And again, to me, I have to admit I'm conflicted. I think there are sports where I think you can have golf tournaments, I think, and reasonably have social distancing and do all the things necessary. I think baseball is a sport that you can do, and I would feel comfortable, having my son play baseball, start at least practicing next week. I feel comfortable with that. basketball, you know, I don't know how to feel exactly. I think there's a, you know, there's still things about it that I'm just not sure about, you know, and I'm not saying it's, you know, I'm kind of 50-50 about it, to be honest, at this point. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's still, you know, even though things are going to open up, that doesn't mean you have to do it. You know, it doesn't mean teams have to go play in events. I think it's up to parents and adults to do what they think's right. And, you know, whatever that right is, then I think that's how you need to proceed with it. And I think people need to be, you know, coaches and, you know, adults need to be cognizant of, you know, listening to people and parents and kids. And if you're not comfortable, don't play, you know, and it's not going to kill you not to play a couple, you know, a couple tournaments or whatever. If you feel better about it in August, then there's going to be opportunities. There's always opportunities, you know, and I think as tough as it's been, we have to still, you know, be safe and be aware of how people feel about it and be respectful. So, you know, that's just, you know, that's my opinion. You know, I'm not to a point yet where I'm totally comfortable with everything, but that doesn't mean I'm right. And I'm trying to take in as much education as I can about it, but it's hard to know exactly, you know, and I guess we'll just continue to monitor and see how that goes.
Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star. Kyle, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for the chat today, and we'll do it again next week.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Matt. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Kyle Neddenrip, the Indianapolis Star, with us always with some good insight, and he's with us every Friday here on the show. We close the show each day. We close this week with another senior spotlight from a senior athlete that has unfortunately lost their entire spring senior season. And today we go back to New Washington High School to profile another Mustang. Martin Ruiz Bussey is who we'll talk about today. He's a member of the track and field program at New Washington, 3-year track member, and plans to be a cheerleader in college. Martin is recipient of 2 academic scholarships from Oakland City University, Indiana Volunteer Firefighters Association, amongst other scholarships as well. Lots of interest. This young man is very well-rounded. Martin is an avid writer, an artist, and he wants to become an accomplished author. He also is a member of the New Washington Volunteer Fire Department Auxiliary, where he helps his community, and he's volunteered in several other organizations as well. Wanted to give some shout-out to his coaches at New Washington, the track coaches Wright and Isaacs, also all of his teammates, especially his fellow seniors, Jesus Diaz, Lexi McCarty, Kaylin Campbell, and others. Good luck with your future endeavors, writes Martin. Martin is the son of Rachel Bussey at New Washington, and Martin will be attending Oakland City University. He'll major in elementary education with a focus on special needs and a minor in history. Then he plans to become a teacher, and he'd also like to continue writing. Again, he wants to become an accomplished author down the road. So, very well-rounded man, great career athletically at New Washington, very strong academically as well. And, Martin, you've got a great future ahead of you at Oakland City. We're sorry you didn't get that one final spring to compete for New Washington, but you've got so many different successes that you're headed to the future with a lot of momentum behind you. And, again, Martin Ruiz Bussey today, our profile athlete from New Washington High School, a big part of Mustang Athletics. That wraps up the show for today and for the week. Again, breaking news in this hour, Justin Smith will transfer from IU. He initially had declared for the NBA draft. He was going to test those waters, but instead coming back to college, it just will not be at Indiana, is what the announcement sounded like earlier today. So we'll have the fallout from that next week. And a lot more. Stay with us. The Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, live weekdays at 11 a.m. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll hope you'll join us next week, Monday at 11 a.m., right here on The Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Thank you, seniors, for the memories. And thanks all of our senior spotlight sponsors, Scott Aldridge of Edward Jones, Walnut Ridge Landscaping, and UPS.com/Louisville.